This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a non-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on the frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in the years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call us at 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Kent Davies speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
candle's dirty, the mattress stinks. This ain't no place to be a man. The floor is filthy, the walls are thin, the wind is howling in my face. The rats are beating, I'm losing ground, can't seem to join the human race. Yeah. The sun is drafty, ooh, the food's too hot. The kitchen stinks of all the snails. Whoa, the tax was gone, the butler quit. The same way to be a man. I'm going back to where I started. I'm blasting back into my pan. Yeah, that's where I'm going. Now why not?
Listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. Yes, that was Spinal Tap. That was Hellhole from their, I guess it was This Is Spinal Tap soundtrack. And that was in honor of good old Meathead, hey? Rob Reiner, who sadly was... well, you know, whatever. He passed away this weekend, and that's super sad. Holy, like, I just looked through the movies that he, well, you know, that he was in. Well, a TV series, he was an actor, he was a director, he was also a producer. I didn't realize that he was part of Castle Rock, who made things like The Green Mile and, you know, lots of good movies. Shawshank Redemption, some really good flicks. Not all prison movies, but, you know. Anyway, Castle Rock. And yeah, you know, so tonight, soon, sometime soon, watch The Princess Bride, watch Spinal Tap. Still haven't seen the new Spinal Tap. I hope it's good. But anyway, that was in honor of Rob Reiner. And we started the show off with At Peace, and I'm hoping that Rob Reiner is at peace now. That was from Propaganda, from their At Peace album. So something good, something local. And again, I like to start things off by blending in with the thrash can before me. Thank you very much, Sebastian, for doing such a good job on that. And just to let you know that we're broadcasting from Treaty One territory. CKUW 95.9 FM broadcasts from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty One territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis in Winnibuc, Manido'abi. We acknowledge these are ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishininer, Ininuak, Nehetowak, Ocheti Shakowe, Dakota Oyate, and the Métis peoples. This territory is also a place of significance for the Dene and the Inuit. We acknowledge that our water is sourced from Shoal Lake 40 First Nation in Treaty 3 territory, and that most of our hydroelectricity comes from Treaty 5 territory in northern Manitoba. As a community-driven, not-for-profit organization, CKUW 95.9 FM strives to respect, value, and incorporate Indigenous knowledge and perspectives into our programming and organization in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. Remembering the original spirit and intent of the treaties, we recognize that the work of reconciliation is ongoing. Okay, on today's show, we've got a bunch of stuff to play for you. We have a couple of birthdays. Yes, two birthdays. Sadly, we're going to celebrate another recent death day, which is super sad. You know what? I think we'll start things off with a tip of the hat to Raul Malo. He was the lead singer of a band called The Mavericks, just in case. If you never got to see The Mavericks, that's really too bad, because they were awesome. Fantastic band. Saw them once at the Regina Folk Fest years and years ago. They were awesome. And he was also part of Los Super 7, which included like Freddie Fender, Joe Eli, like some really, really cool artists back in the day. So I think what we'll do is we'll start off with a Los Super 7 track in honor of Raul Malo. Rest in peace. Me voy pa'l pueblo. And this one features Raul Malo on vocals. You are listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
sé, pero para el pueblo voy echando un pie. Si tú no vienes, mejor es así, pues yo no sé lo que será de mí. Me voy para el pueblo.
Listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was The Mavericks on the Espanol. That's the album. And the song was called Poder Vivir. Yeah, so sad that Raul Malo died, but yeah, he passed away very recently, just last week. And yeah, I guess he was ill for a while, a couple years with cancer. So sad that he passed away. Fantastic band. The Mavericks were awesome. They're from Miami. They couldn't get gigs in the country bars because they were kind of a country band, because they wanted to do originals. So they went into rock bars and they're a bit Tex-Mex, they're a bit country, they're a bit rock, they were kind of a hard to put your finger on this band. And yeah, fantastic band. So I'm not sure. I know they had like a tribute concert for him just... Was it the 6th and 7th, 5th and 6th, 6th and 7th at the Ryman Auditorium where they film Austin City Limits? And there was a whole bunch of artists who took place in that with that concert. So it was like the other Maverick members and, you know, different singers and whatnot. So I hope that they put that out soon because that would be a good tribute for Raul Malo. Also in that set, we had Los Super 7, Me Voy Pal Pueblo from their album Canto. I was wrong. That was from their second album. And that song was originally by Trio Los Panchos, a trio of, I think two were Mexican and one was Puerto Rican. They released in their career 71 albums. 71 albums. So that song is part of their play, their songs. It's one of their songs. But here covered by Los Super 7 with Raul Malo singing lead on it. Yeah, all right. So also in this week's show, we've got, as I said, a couple of birthdays. We've got... as I said, there was a couple of death days to observe there, and we already did that. So that bit of sadness is behind us. So sad. But we've got several moments in music history to observe. And we have our regular 420 feature, which we're, I guess we're a little bit late for. But let's, you know, back it up 4 minutes. And... Hey, it's it's 6:20 here in Winnipeg. That means that it's 4:20 in BC, and what better time to play some reggae? Yeah, all right. We'll start things off with this little reggae set with Black Uhuru. Yeah, I've been playing lots of Black Uhuru lately. Because on this day, hang on here. I know I'm going somewhere with this. Actually tomorrow, December 16th, 1966, the first single was released by the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Hey Joe. And here we have Hey Joe by Black Uhuru. Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Around. rope around me, and that's for sure.
kasi wila kasi maninye palanye ikana kasi 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 ikana kasi.
Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM, and what you just heard was The Spy from Cairo, Latif, from the album Arabadub. Before that, we heard from the Sekou Kouyaté Experience, Kanakasi, from their album Dia, and, you know, because I started off with a Jimi Hendrix Experience song that I thought I'd throw in the Sekou Kouyaté Experience. Anyway, we started things off with Black Uhuru doing their version of Hey Joe. It was a little 80s-ish, eh, with the really bad drum machine and keyboard sounds. Man, I don't understand in the 80s how they thought those sounds were going to, like, sound good years to come. But, yeah, ugh. Time has not been kind to the poor drum machine and keyboard sounds from those days, eh? Yuck. All right. We've got a birthday and a memorable moment in music history to celebrate right now. It was yesterday, December 14th, 1979, The Clash released London Calling. That was their third album. First one was called The Clash. Second one was Give 'Em Enough Rope, I believe. And this third one, London Calling, killer album. I think at the time, people didn't appreciate it as much as they should have, because it's, you know, if you look at these greatest albums of all time listings and stuff, it should be in there, right? Hey, you know, don't you think? Anyway. All right, and just in case you didn't have enough reggae, because we had some reggae in that set, did we not? Holy crow. Let's get on with it, shall we? All right, so we'll start things off, as I said, with some reggae. Yeah, this is the Smocking Flamingo. I'm going to send this entire Clash set out to my wife, Arlie. I hope that she's listening and enjoying. Yeah, and again, we'll start things off with the Smocking Flamingo. You're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg. We'll be right back.
Down. Sí.
Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. I couldn't resist, right? I got all those cover songs. You betcha, that was The Clash with my favorite song from London Calling, Brand New Cadillac. That, of course, was a cover song. I can't remember the band who originally did it. But anyway, that was one of the tracks from London Calling. Also in that set, before that, we heard from Hines. Hines is, I'm not sure whether to call them a duo or a band, but they're from Madrid, Spain. Their version of Spanish Bombs. Before that, Shima Mukherjee, who's a famous sitar player. Yes, in London, she's played sitar with the Imagined Village and other bands. Lost in the Supermarket. Yes, that's another song from London Calling. Before that, we heard The Guns of Brixton by Dub Spencer and Trance Hall. Because today, folks, it's Paul Simonon, the bass player of The Clash's 70th birthday. He's the one who was on the cover of London Calling smashing his bass. And did you know that smashed up bass guitar, it's in a museum. I don't think it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think it's in a London museum. But I saw a picture of it. It's smashed. He frickin' smashed it. Yeah. Apparently he smashed it because people weren't allowed to get up out of their seats and dance. Yeah. And we started things off with The Smocking Flamingo with Train in Vain from The Clash Goes Jamaican. Yeah, man. Okay, anyway, that entire set I'm going to send out to my wife, Arlie. I hope that she enjoyed that. Yep, because we're celebrating the release of London Calling and Paul Simonon's birthday. Yeah, double shot in one thing. So anyway, five songs. I normally just play three songs at a set at a time there, but you know what? Couldn't do it. So anyway, let's put some music in the background, shall we? Whilst I yap atches. And let's see here. Ah, okay. There we go. We got some stuff lined up for yous. May as well, right? Actually. Oh, boy. I didn't play London Calling, so now I'm playing London Calling. Oh, that's good stuff. Doesn't that just all align, hey? Anyway, because it's around that time where I got to play, or sorry, I have to give you the weather, huh? Because it's 7:02. Oh my goodness. All right. Oh boy, we even have up-to-date weather for yous. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Margie. Sorry, I think I recently saw a bit of Fargo. Okay, let's see here. As of 7 p.m., it's -10.1. It's cloudy outside. Pressure is falling. Humidity's at 91%. Wind's coming out of the south at 23 kilometers per hour. That makes for a wind chill of -19. Let's see here. Tonight. Mainly cloudy. Oh, here. That's pretty loud, isn't it? There we go. Mainly cloudy, a 30% chance of flurries this evening and after midnight. Clearing overnight, risk of freezing rain late this evening and after midnight. Wind becoming south, 30 gusting to 50, temperature rising to zero by morning. Wind chill -17 this evening. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, 60% chance of rain showers early in the afternoon, and then 60% chance of flurries in the afternoon. Wind west, 30 gusting to 50, becoming northwest. 50 gusting to 70 near noon. High of +3 with temperature falling to -8 in the afternoon. Oh, isn't that nice? Wind chill -17 in the afternoon. UV index 1 or low. UV index, whoa. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Low of -13. Wind chill near -21. Wednesday, snow. A high of -6. Wednesday night, snow and blowing snow. Windy. Low of -20. Thursday, a high of -21 and a low of -24. Yikes. Friday, a high of -15 and a low of -23. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, high of -20, low of -22. And Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of flurries, high of -20. Yep. Yep, indeed, huh? Okay, the highest temperature we had on this day was 5.3 degrees in 1997. The lowest temperature was -37.3 in 2013, but with the wind chill in 2013, it was -44. Shush. Oy, oy. Maximum precipitation, we had 21.6 millimeters of rain in 1948, but maximum snow on the ground this year, I tell you, 1955, 69 centimeters of snow on the ground. Yeah, that's a bunch. That's a whole lot. All right, yeah, can't get enough of the old the Clash, eh? All right, time now for CKUW's events guide. From concert and club listings to community announcements, we help you keep in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. Let's see here. Oh, we've got some markets. Still some markets left. Let's see here. There is the Winterfest Craft Market at IKEA, Winnipeg, December 19th to the 21st. December 19th to the 21st. It's Santa Shop's local handmade pop-up on KP Lane, Kildona Place Mall. And December 22nd and to the 23rd, it's the Polo Park Winter Pop-Up at, it says CF Polo Park, but I'm not calling it CF Polo Park. I'm going to call it the Polo Park Mall, okay? You get enough money there, CF. Indeed. Okay, now, Winnipeg's Comedy Showcase. Oh, the 41st show in the wildly successful stand-up series is set for Sunday, December 21st at the Park Theater. Six of Winnipeg's best comedians perform their A-material. No theme, no gimmicks, just top-notch comedy from Winnipeg's funniest people. Featuring Mike Green, Spencer Adamus, Chad Anderson, Kristen Einerson, J.D. Renault, and Dewey Parker. The show is hosted and produced by veteran Winnipeg comic Jared Story. Tickets for the Winnipeg Showcase are $20 in advance and available online at TicketWeb and from any of the comics on the bill. Tickets are $25 at the door. Doors open at 7 p.m. for happy hour. Showtime is 8 p.m. Yeah, okay. Oh, I guess the UWSA Food Bank has stopped collecting donations, so we're going to... That's coming out of there. What else have we got for you? Stars on Ice? Do you want to hear about that? Yeah, didn't think so. It's a Christmas Carol readings with Richard Hurst and Ron Robinson. This goes on at Dal na Vair. Ron Robinson is the host of Pages here on CKUW on Thursday afternoons from 5:30 till 6, I'll have you know. Yep. The Ron Robinson evenings are December 18th, 19th, and a matinee on December 21st. Richard Hurst evenings, December 17th, 20th, and 21st. Evenings at 7:30, matinee at 1 p.m. Pricing is $30 for the evening. Oh, $25 for members, if you're a member. And the matinee is $60. Holy crow. Oh, I see, because you get both readings, I'm thinking, or something. I'm not sure. Anyway. Oh, something going on Wednesday, December 10th. Well, that's already happened, so that's out of here. Oh, Saturday, December 13th. Oh, nuts, eh? That's out of here. Holy smokes, and then that's probably about it. Oh, gee whiz. Oh, okay, we've got... let's see, there's... at the Dave Barber Cinematheque. Let's see here. Wednesday, the 17th, it's Dracula. It just says Dracula at 7 p.m. I'm not sure which version of Dracula this is, but... I'm sure it's going to be good and worth the $6 or $7 or whatever it costs to get in. Don't quote me, I'm not sure. Thursday, Cult-O-Rama on the 18th, Suburbia at 7 p.m. and Peter Hujar's Day. Friday the 19th, Theater of Horrors, The Sordid Story of Paris's Grand Guignol at 4:30 p.m. and There at 7 and 9:15 p.m. Saturday the 20th, it's there at 2:45 and 5 p.m. And the Theater of Horrors happens The Sordid Story of Paris's Grand Guignol at 7:15 and 9:45. And on Sunday the 21st, it's there at 2:45 and 7:30. And the Theater of Horrors, The Sordid Story of Paris's Grand Guignol at 5 p.m. Those all go on at the Dave Barber Cinematheque. So if you want more info, go to the DaveBarberCinematheque.com. And that's Cinematheque with a Q-U-E, I'll have you know. All right. Oh, shucks, I'm supposed to go out with this. Let's see here. Those are just a few events listed in the guide. If you want us to add your event to the guide, please drop by CKUW, email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca or call 204-786-9782. Yeah. Okay. All right. Part of the fun times on this show is that I get to, I find the weirdest cover versions of stuff. And I found another weird cover version. Yep, I tell ya. I think they're from Prague, but I'm not sure. But anyway, let's see here. On this day, Pink Floyd started a 5-week run at number one with another Brick in the Wall Part 2. So, this is Basili and Bambini di Praga. Okay, all right. Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. Here in Winnipeg.
Sedám na bis na zdihasi. To co dávno, kde kdo ví. Zeď plná šrámů má zlý časy. To, co neví, nepoví.
Hej, ty tam, pojď sem mezi nás. starej mapy trzeba rozwinąć mi.
Thank you. sleepless night in the pines, in the pines, the darkest pines, mile and a half from here.
Oh,
Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. What you're listening to right now is the Asian Dub Foundation, the digital underclass. You betcha. Also in that set, we heard some cover songs. Yes, because apparently today is Cover Song Central. Green River by Billy Gibbons. That's Billy F. Gibbons. I'm not sure what the F is for. Funky. And La Marisol covered Green River, because on this day in 1970, 5 singles and 5 albums by Creedence Clearwater Revival were certified gold on this day. The singles were Down on the Corner, Looking Out My Back Door, Traveling Band, The Bathroom on the Right, also known as The Bad Moon Rising, Up Around the Bend. And the LPs were Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bayou Country, Cosmos Factory, Willie and the Poor Boys, and, of course, Green River. All right, before that, we heard In the Pines is the name of this one. But on this day in 1993, MTV aired Nirvana's Unplugged Sessions for the first time, and that song was covered by Nirvana, a Lead Belly song called Where Did You Sleep Last Night. I think it's the very last song on that album, if you have it. All right, but in this case it was done by Vieux Couture and Julia Easterlin. Yeah, all right. And we started things off with a really strange thing that I found. Basili and Bambini di Praga, Zed, they call it, but it's, as we all know, another Brick in the Wall Part 2. Indeed, huh? Okay, all right. Hey, I'd like to thank all of you for listening to this week's version of The World and ask you to keep it locked. Up next, Destination Moon and all sorts of good quality programming here on CKUW. Yeah, all sorts of good stuff. And if you didn't get enough metal, hey, there's Metal Monday at midnight. So check it out. Keep it locked here on CKUW. So, I wish you all a good, safe week. Stay safe, stay warm, and keep it locked here on CKUW. We're going to take you out in honor of Rob Reiner, and we're going to play Stonehenge. You betcha. This features Elton John, I know, eh? Go figure. You're listening to The World, or thanks, you have been listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg. Take care, have a great week.
In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived a strange race of people. It's Druids. No one knows who they were or what they were doing. But their legacy remains hewn into the living rock.